Hey there, this is Jeff Salzenstein. I've got another incredible interview, and I've got a very, very special guest on the line, one of my best friends, my last coach who helped me break into the top 100 at the age of 30. He's one of the most gifted coaches in the world, one of those unsung coaches that, you know, he's not a Nick Bollettieri or a Rick Macy, but I would put his knowledge and his ability to motivate and to channel a player into great success up against any coach in the world. His name is Joseph O'Dwyer from beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. How are you tonight, Joseph?
Seagull, I'm doing fantastic down here in L.A. That'd be Lower Alabama. That's where Fairhope is located. Thanks for the savage plug. It's good to hear your voice. What you been up to? What's been going on?
It's great to hear you. Well, as always, the Seagull, you gave me the nickname Seagull after the book, Jonathan Living Seagull. I continue to soar and to dive bomb into different areas of life. But today we are going to talk about the two-handed backhand, the double-fisted backhand. And before we get into that, why don't you give everybody just a quick synopsis of your coaching career? I know you've coached for 20-plus years. You've obviously traveled with me and some other pros, but you really got a wide range. You've worked with beginners, you've worked with intermediates, advanced players, college players, all the way up to the pro ranks. Why don't you give the listeners just a quick background before we get into the two-hander tonight?
Yeah, I've been like Jeff, like Siegel says, I've been involved in coaching for over 30 years in all aspects of it. Some of the names out there that are out there playing right now, more recent would have been Conor Nyland, who played Davis Cup for Ireland, and James McGee, who's on the Irish Davis Cup team. Jamie Hampton actually lived with me and won a gold ball when she was 15. She's about 85 in the world right now. So that right there, TJ Middleton was another one who was a top 50 doubles player, played at Georgia. Brian Vahely, who played number one at the University of Virginia, who was about 68 in the world. I worked with Brian. Worked with Chad Carlson, who played at Georgia. And the list is extensive, about 20 or 30 players along that caliber, juniors and touring pros, basically in the last 30 years across and helped.
Yeah, and what's really amazing is something that, you know, you've been a huge inspiration to me with my coaching, and that you've really seen all levels. I know you mentioned all those pros, but you know, you're able to help a beginner player start from scratch and create amazing results. It's pretty phenomenal the wide range that you have as a coach, because there are coaches out there that can only coach touring professionals, and then there are coaches that can only coach at the rec level. You can certainly do both, and it's one reason I brought you on the call tonight, because we're going to talk about the two-handed backhand. Why don't we get into you just right off the bat talking about maybe some of your theories, your concepts, your ideas. Let's assume that the player, you know, is a rec player and they're having some challenges with their backhand. What are some of the things you look for? What are the changes that you make? What are the analogies you like to give? How do you try to help a player? Because that's our listeners tonight are mainly rec players, and they want to know how to improve their backhand.
Great question. Well, we just start basically with the double-handed backhand, just making sure they have the right grips, as close to a continental grip. If you're right-handed, you put that right hand on the end of the racket and go close to continental. It can be slightly eastern, and the left hand would be primarily on a semi-western grip. And from there, the most important thing really for the recreational player that wants to really improve and move from an intermediate to an advanced is they just take the racket back. And all they have to do is just pull that racket straight back. You're not married to the take back. So some people like to take the racket back and the racket head is above the wrist, like in the forehand. That's okay. Some people just like to take it straight back. That works too. Some people like to take it back and the racket is below their hands, and it doesn't matter. The beauty about the two-handed is you don't need that racket head to be above the your dominant hand, because with two hands on, you have all the racket head speed that you need. and to hit the ball. So you take that racket back, and whenever you take the racket back and the double-handed backhand, what happens is your shoulders turn naturally. So if you get your intermediate tennis player just to stand on the court and say, hey, take your racket back on the backhand side, they take it back, and when they take it back, your shoulders turn automatically, which doesn't happen on the forehand. So you, by taking the racket back, you've already got the shoulders turned and you're ready. And after that, then you just work on them. You start off with a simple toss on the ball, make them move to the ball, and then they swing, and then they just have a relaxed their hands, and they follow through and let the racket drop behind their shoulders on the other side of their body. And the players, it's great because they have a beginning and they have an end. You don't really worry about the topspin in the beginning. You just give them a slow, relaxed swing, and they're balanced with their feet. And once they see that, then you can add in the topspin. If they already have the topspin, then you'll emphasize that load on, if you're right-handed, on the left leg, so the left leg is loaded. And whichever way they're hitting the ball, they're like Andy Murray is great at this. He'll load on that left leg, and if he's going down the line, you just see him on all the weight transfer goes in that direction. Or if he's going cross court, he loads on that left leg, and then all the weight transfers into the shot. And that right there really sums up the double-handed backhand. The advantages of the double-handed backhand is on the return to serve. You can really deal with the kick serve very much more easily with the double-handed backhand. A lot of players that go on to play on the tour, their backhand is a stronger shot a lot of the time. Andy Murray's backhand is way better than his forehand. Marty Fish's backhand is way better than his forehand. Baghdatis's backhand is way better than his forehand. And these are all double-handers. And the list goes on.
So Joe, when you're teaching a player how to hit a backhand, and it might be different for every player that shows up on the court, but are you a big proponent of, do you focus a lot on making sure a player extends? Do you try to get them to use their left hand more if they're a right-handed player? Are there any little tips, or is extension huge to you, or spacing or footwork? I mean, where do you fall into with your teaching?
Well, Siegel, I would credit I would say I'm a huge proponent of the extension, because that's what we used to focus on when we were on the tour together. We would literally go out and we would hit balls, and I'd feed you balls. And what we would do is I'd feed you a ball, and when you would absolutely freeze your racket, making sure you had the full extension, and then break your arms. Yeah, the non-dominant hand has to go. It has to go straight when you swing. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's straight, and then it'll break. And so the tendency it's a great point right there. So that the extension is absolutely crucial. That's number one. And then being balanced when they hit the ball, the feet aren't shuffling when they swing. They're absolutely stationary when they hit it. And the back foot, if you're right-handed, goes up and tippy-toe, and it'll drag forward a little bit. And it'll move as, it'll actually, the back foot will move as far forward as the front foot steps into the ball. So you can see the marks on the clay, but that the extension and being balanced are absolutely crucial. And the extension stops the number one mistake, which intermediate and sometimes advanced players will have. They will break out of the shot too quickly. In other words, because of the two hands, they'll make contact with the ball and then immediately break their arms. So there's no extension and no follow through. So the shot fails to be really, it's kind of like being wounded. Having an injury, you can't really play. It's going to be really affected by not having that extension.
Yeah, and in terms of the footwork, when you see players play, do you ever integrate the open stance footwork pattern for a backhand, or do you really try to get players to get on their front foot as much as possible? Where do you fall as a coach in, into that area when you look at when they should open up their stance versus closing it off?
All their stances are equally important. So the open stance is just as important as the closed stance. Are the stance where you actually, you know, on the return serve, like where you'll use a lift and land off the kick serve on the do side, like Kia, the Japanese player does a really good job in that. He'll come in and he'll load. So actually, if you can, if the only determining factor in that double-handed backhand is, for the most part, if you can have a really clean swing at it, it doesn't matter whether you, if you're rushed for time, you'll use that open stance. If the ball gets up high in you, you'll probably use a lift and land. You'll unload into the ball, particularly on the return to serve, if you want to be aggressive. So once you leave that the intermediate and you're going to the advanced, all of those patterns are equally important. So, and it's up to the coach and the player, then it's up actually for the coach to show, hey, listen, this is when you use this footwork pattern. This is when you use the close. This is when you use the lift and land. This is when you use the kick out. And there's like four different or five different patterns that they use. And in the heat of the battle, the world-class players can pick the footwork that they need to use without even thinking. They do it blindly. They're focusing on the ball, but they've done so many drills with their coaches that the footwork just follows naturally. But all of those footwork patterns are equally important when you play.
So here's a question, since I can really dig deep with a coach like yourself. The high backhand gives players a lot of trouble, just up high, around the shoulder. I always hear from rec players, they're saying, how do you handle the high backhand? What is your philosophy? How do you teach people to handle the high backhand? Do you get them to try to move back and get behind the ball? Do you try to get them to take it on the rise? Is it a mix of both? How do you help players handle the high backhand?
It's a huge mix of both, basically. We can start with the return to serve. If they're hurting you with the kick serve and it's jumping and it's going moving out of your strike zone, well, then the option is to step in and take it early. And sometimes if you can time it, you'll step in and you'll load and you'll do a lift and land and you'll be aggressive on the return. That's not working for you on that day. We go back to most of the players don't serve in volley today, so we'll show a return that we're going to be aggressive on the baseline, and then as soon as the ball is tossed, we'll take like 6 or 7 feet back and go back behind the baseline, and sometimes we'll use an open stance to return the ball, high and heavy rotational back middle of the court, and start the point that way. And you can be open there. You can use a kick out on it. It's whatever you want to do. Well, those are the primary ways to deal with the drive on the backhand side when you're returning serve. So, like I said again, you can step in, catch it on the rise, kind of use a lift and land, or you can show an aggressive return and then just back way up and then just use a heavy rotational drive to return it.
And what about when it's not a return? If it's just a ground stroke, do you generally have players move back, or how do you help? What would you tell a rec player
I would tell the rec player to move back, and if he's where the singles line is, if he's pushed off, out of the singles line, out on the other side, I would have him go ahead and use an open stance and hit it high. If he's in that. You want to imagine that if you're behind the baseline, draw a line back to the fence from the singles line, just extend it to the fence. If he's in that zone hitting it, just back up really quickly and then just step in and hit it high and heavy back up the middle of the court. And just wait for the ball to go into the strike zone and be patient and just hit it high and heavy back to the middle of the court. Don't take any aim middle and it'll usually go cross court. Whereas most recreational players will do is they'll – and they can use an open stance too, but when they go back and they're behind the baseline and they try to take that ball cross court and they think cross court, they'll pull it wide every time. So if you're behind that baseline, it's always use your mind. In your mind, just know, hey, my ball's going way higher over the net and I'm going to aim it middle. And you might have to hit that shot 4 or 5 times against the player who's hitting a lot of topspin to you.
Well, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little bit about the pro game. And, you know, you had an opportunity, because you're a little bit older than some of the guys I've talked to. I've already spoken to Michael Joyce, who's my era. I've spoken to Brian Vahely at the time of this interview, as well as Paul Goldstein. And I've asked them all, you know, the best backhands that they've ever faced on, you know, when they've competed. And to a T, all of them have talked about Andre Agassi, Vince Spadia. But Agassi usually is number one on their list. Let's take it back a little bit before that time, if we can. And, you know, the double-handed backhand started getting popular with Bjorn Borg and some other players after him. Is there any backhand for you as a coach when you were studying the game, when you were following the game back in the 80s and the 90s, that really stood out as a world-class backhand that you just would always tell your students, hey, let's try to hit the backhand a little bit like this guy because he really does it the right way?
Oh, I would have to say that double-handed backhand by Jimmy Connors. The Jimmy Connors backhand was way, 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 way probably one of the best backhands I've seen, basically because of his ability to take the ball early. Yeah, taking the ball early. Yeah, and Jimmy could dictate and open the court up with that double-handed backhand.
Yeah, yeah, it was very sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah,
and,
real, yeah.
Yeah, and then any of the guys, maybe a little bit later, was Agassi your number one backhand of his era? Are there any guys that stand out? And you mentioned Andy Murray already. You know, tell me, besides maybe a guy in the era right before the current one, and then some of the backhands you like right now.
The backhands, I think the backhands I like right now, I would have to put like, they're single-handed backhands, some of them, but the backhand, like Wawrinka's backhand is great.
How about double-handed?
I forgot we're in the double-handed here.
We're double-hander.
I'm trying to move on to the single-handed. Let's stay on the double-handed backhand.
Oh, we'll have plenty of time for another interview on the single-handed backhand, because I know that's you love that shot.
Yeah. Let's stay on the double-handed. The double-handed backhands, the ones, the more recent ones to me, would have to be. I mean, I'm just going to say Nadal's double-handed backhand, staying current, is absolutely a thing. He was right-handed growing up, so that side is really, really strong when he plays. You can throw me out a few others. What names do you think of? What ones come to your mind?
Yeah, well, you know, again, I think from the era right before, Agassi really stands out, and then now Djokovic, I would say Djokovic and Murray, they seem to have the benchmark model, and, you know, that's obviously when you look at video and you're studying and you're trying to help players, I'd say that those would be the guys that show up for me. Is there anything in particular that you like about their backhands or what they they do really well?
Djokovic probably has the sweetest, cleanest, pristine backhand. When he takes that ball line, nobody takes the ball better line than Djokovic on the backhand, on that double-handed side in today's game. I mean, it is a hurricane of a backhand. It wrecks havoc on everybody. So he can really, it's probably by far the best backhand down the line, the most aggressive, the most successful double-handed aggressive backhand that the game has seen to date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's only one other player that's out there you can actually Google and YouTube that has a phenomenal backhand off that side. There's a highlight reel on it, and he took Roger Federer to four sets in on the center court at Wimbledon, and his name is Ilya Bozoliak. His wing on that side is probably, it's just as good. I mean, if you go in and you look at the highlight reel on his double hander, it'll blow you away on how good it is.
There's a lot of guys that have great backhands out there that players, you know, people haven't even heard their names, but there's a lot of good double handers out there.
That's one that not many people have heard of, but if you Google that name in there and type it in, it'll shock you on how good it is. I mean, it's scary. But other than that, it's Novak, for sure. Novak's backhand, without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, that's very interesting because, you know, obviously he's the best player in the world and he's got the best two-handed backhand. And in the previous era, you know, aside from Pete Sampras' serve, Agassi's two-handed backhand was probably the best backhand of his era. So it just shows that if you can have the best two-handed backhand out there, you surely have a great chance of being one, two, or three in the world, because usually players like to serve to the backhand. Usually players like to use the inside-out forehand to the backhand. And when those guys can neutralize and go on offense, it's a powerful shot to be able to go from defense to offense very quickly.
Yeah, it's a huge weapon to have in your arsenal. Yeah,
it's too bad I didn't have that in my arsenal. Maybe we could have done made even more magic together, Joe. But I just had
could
to
have done
with
a lot more magic.
Sure.
We were getting there, Seagull. We were getting there.
I think I ran out of time. So anyway, speaking of running out of time, Joe, always a pleasure to do interviews with you. Of course, I'll bring you back for more in the future. This is going to go into our our two-handed backhand course that's coming out soon. So thanks so much for your insight, and we will see you at the next interview.
Seagull, always a pleasure. Have a great evening. I look forward to speaking with you soon. By the way, your website's absolutely phenomenal.
Before we go,
really,
thank you so
really,
much.
Really, really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we go,
love it.
Thank you. Why don't you just give a quick plug about what you're doing down in beautiful Point Clear, Alabama, with your academy and your students, because I know we've already had one student that has come to visit you that I recommended. So if anybody wants to vacation down in southern lower Alabama, they should come find you. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at Point Clear Tennis and Swim Club in Alabama, close to Fairhope. Very easy to get there. Currently, we've got a very big junior program. I've got a junior tennis academy, and I've got three or four players I'm taking out they're going to start their professional careers in June. So it's a hive of activity down there. If you really want to improve your game, they can't get to you, Jeff. They can come on down here to Point Clear Tennis Academy, and we'll take care of them.
Beautiful spot down there, great vacation spot, great weather, great place to play tennis. So thanks again, Joe, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Seagull. All the best. All right, mate. Bye.